I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Students at Calhoun Elementary have a day off of school today because of a boiler fire. Superintendent Bob Weber says the school has no heat. Weber is requesting that any available staff to report to the school for the beginning of the day to help chaperone any students who are dropped off at the school until parents can be contacted. Circumstances surrounding the fire are unknown at this time. Classes are expected to resume on Monday. The Revenue Estimating Conference meets today, where it's expected the state will receive bad news concerning the amount of revenue coming in. Senate President John Alario says he's bracing to hear that there's been a significant reduction in anticipated revenues.
The price of oil has dropped significantly from where we thought we would be. That's making a big dent in it. And our personal income tax collections don't seem to be keeping pace on what the original estimates were.
Lower than anticipated revenues means fewer dollars for the state to spend, which could lead to a mid-year budget cut. Alario says state government is aware and have taken steps to prevent deep cuts.
They asked for hiring freezes and travel restrictions and some other cost-cutting things right now to try to avoid some of that.
Not only is a mid-year budget cut possible, but it's likely the state will have less money to spend next fiscal year, which could lead to additional cuts. Alario says the two main factors are low oil prices and income tax revenue is also down, even though employment is at an all-time high in the state. According to Bloomberg, 96% of television ads during the first week of the Louisiana Senate runoff election supported Republican challenger Bill Cassidy. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonet says this is not surprising since the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee announced they were canceling ads supporting Senator Mary Landrieu in the runoff.
And it sent a signal to all the Democratic PACs and Landrieu-supporting PACs that they were going to limit the amount of money they spent. So these PACs are following suit. They're not spending money in Louisiana.
He says that move sent a signal to Democratic political action committees they're not spending money in the state. The report shows statewide only 82 pro-Landrieu ads aired compared to 1,917 pro-Cassidy commercials. Pinsonet says Senator Landrieu is not being totally left out in the woods.
Harry Reid has his PAC, and he's certainly not going to desert Mary. There are a few PACs that are going to come into Louisiana. I think you'll see the activity pick up as far as ads for Mary Landrieu.
He says during the primary, Democrats outspent Republicans by a 2-to-1 margin. The Coast Guard says it has suspended its search for a small plane that went missing over Lake Pontchartrain's choppy waters. A brief statement Thursday night said that resuming the search would depend on further developments. Lieutenant Commander Mark Malavi says the Coast Guard has searched the 161-square-mile area 13 times over 20 hours. Air traffic controllers notified the Coast Guard around 8:30 Wednesday night that a Cessna 172 single-engine aircraft was missing with two people aboard. Petty Officer Carlos Vega says the plane was believed to be carrying an instructor and a student pilot. He says debris was found in the lake near the plane's last known location, but it was unclear whether the material was part of the missing plane. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies, cool conditions during the day today with a high only reaching into the mid-40s. Then mostly cloudy and cold temperatures tonight, the low once again in the mid-20s.